This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Time is 9:07. It is Friday, October the 25th of 2024. The clouds are going away. In fact, most of the clouds have gone away in the past hour. The sun is now shining. Plenty of blue skies. Temperature stands at 49 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, thanks to Roger Halls, Democratic nominee for the 69th Assembly District, for joining us here on the program today. Coming up in about 14 minutes or so, we will be joined by Paul Micklick, head football coach at Newman Catholic High School. We'll talk Wisconsin sports. Plenty to talk about. We have the Badgers in action against number 3 ranked Penn State. The Packers heading down to Jacksonville. Both teams looking for fourth consecutive victories. The Bucks underway. They're 1-0 on the season. They have their home opener tonight at Fiserv Forum, taking on the Chicago Bulls. And, of course, high school football playoff action as well, starting tonight. So Paul Micklick coming up at 9:21 here this morning. Also coming up in the final segment of the show, we will have our daily history lesson. We'll tell you about some of the famous events that occur on this date in history, some of the celebrity birthdays, some of the day's acknowledgments, special events, I guess you'd put it. And we will have the number for the day.
Yes.
And Ian is, what, 2 for 4, so he's got a passing week.
But I could do better.
But we want a winning week.
Yes.
You got to have a winning week. Got to get more right than wrong. Then it's a real humdinger of a week.
Good way to start the weekend, absolutely.
Exactly. So we will have that to wrap up the week in the final minutes of the program.
What is the topic for today's
number?
Well,
I'm going to, I got one, but I'm not sure I want it to be it yet. So give me a few minutes. I'm going to see if I can find a better one.
You surprised me.
Well, I mean, it's good to always give a little preview as well, but by the end of this segment, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Okay, so we got a few minutes to figure that out. But that is the voice of our in-studio engineer and our in-studio producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
I know that you kind of started your weekend off already last night. We talked about it in the first segment of the show, mm-hmm. that you had a chance to go to Whitewater Music Hall last night and see the WCT production of True West. Yes. We talked to the director, Casey Hofer, and one of the cast members, Joseph Hawkins, back on Monday of this week. Yeah. You said you enjoyed it last night, didn't you?
I enjoyed it because it was intriguing and different, but not in a bad way. Just, it's one of those shows that really makes you think. You know, it makes you kind of appreciate the value of family. That's what the show is about. It's about family. And, you know, all of us have our family difficulties. You know, we bicker and we argue, but family is a family. I think this show really hits the concept of family on the head very well.
Absolutely. And again,
I think you'll very much enjoy it when you go to see it on Saturday.
And again, we're so very fortunate to be able to have so many terrific events with the arts here in Central Wisconsin. Of course, we heard from Sean Wright from the Grand Theater back on Wednesday about all the great activities going on there. We have the high schools that are doing terrific productions, and of course we have the Wausau Community Theater, which does so many great shows as well. Mm-hmm. And now KC Hofer adding this little offshoot, basically, because, you know, often some of the shows that you bring in, you want to try to target those shows that bring in the biggest audiences, because you do need the funding. Without the funding, you can't do what you want to do.
Exactly.
But here, these are little smaller shows. You don't have to rent out the Grand Theater or the Venega Theater over at UWSP at Wausau. Just go over to Whitewater Music Hall, nice small space that works out very well, as you said, sort of like a black box setting, and be able to see wonderful shows that otherwise probably would not be able to bring during the main stage part of the schedule.
Absolutely. Actually, a WCT this coming Monday and Tuesday is going to be having auditions, if I give a little plug here, for A Christmas Carol.
Ah, are you auditioning?
Well, I actually auditioned earlier this week for a different holiday show that River and Woods Theater is doing. It's called a True Magic. It's kind of a Christmas farce. So it's kind of just
That sounds like fun.
It's kind of making fun of the holiday. It actually combines three different classic stories. It kind of just puts it all into a holiday spin. It's a very funny show. I'm still waiting for the results yet. I haven't seen the cast list yet. I've been checking yesterday. I'm anxiously waiting. But DC Everest is also doing A Christmas Carol for their, I believe it's November show, maybe December. But it's interesting because DC Everest is doing it as a musical, whereas WCT is doing it as their, you know, the straight play like they always have. But
okay, well, very cool.
I didn't know that you could do Christmas Carol as a musical, but Breakaway to DC Everest. I know that the I've seen plenty of posters for, I can't remember if it was Wausau East or Wausau West, but one of the schools is doing the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
I believe that's West, if I'm not mistaken.
Wausau West. I've seen quite a few posters for that. So the fall is a big time for the high school theater and even the community theater shows.
Absolutely.
So there's no excuse to get out there and go see one of these shows. They are fantastic shows, and you will be very entertained.
And tomorrow night, I will go and see a True West over at Whitewater Music Hall. Looking forward to that. And if you're there as well, say hello. I'd love to say hi and get your thoughts on it as well. So again, wonderful stuff going on with the theater community here in Central Wisconsin. I do have our topic for our number for the day quiz.
Yes.
I have found the proper number for the day.
What'd you find?
It's off the one. It's not the one they gave me. I found another one, but it involves pets.
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 Any specific pets or just
pets
in general?
Well, I'll say pets and Christmas.
Pets and Christmas.
So there you go. So you can think about that. Pets and Christmas. That'll be our number for the day coming up at the end of the program. Also wanted to let you know about the area football teams that will be playing in the postseason tonight. Level one playoffs, 11-player football, seven divisions, and then the eight-player division as well. In Division One, Wausau West is at Wanakee. Again, we will have the game for you live right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. Also tonight in Division One, area teams in action. DC Everest will be traveling to Hudson. Evergreen's number 7 seed, Hudson number 2, that game at 7 o'clock. And Stevens Point in D1 will be at Madison Memorial. In Division Two, one area team involved, Marshfield, a number 8 seed. They will travel to number 1 seeded New Richmond. In Division Three, a number of Great Northern Conference teams. Very exciting for Wausau East. Wausau East Lumberjacks making the playoffs for the first time since 2012 and playing their first home game since 2007, 17 years ago. Some of the players not even born the last time that Wausau East had played a home playoff game in Tom Field. At 7 o'clock tonight, Wausau East will take on Fox Valley Lutheran. Also tonight, Merrill travels to Onalaska in Division 3, and Lakeland is at Medford. In Division 4, the Mosinee football team is in action. Mosinee gets a number 3 seed. They will travel to number 6 seeded Ellsworth tonight in a level 1 game.
Yay, Mosinee.
There you go. Yay, Mosinee. Good luck to them. Division 5, a number of area teams involved. Wittenberg-Burnhamwood is a number 4 seed, and they will be home against number 5 seeded Barron tonight. Also, Colby from the CWC Large is at Northwestern. Stratford the last 2 years won the championship in Division 6 because of the new WIAA competitive balance formula. They've been moved up a division. They're in Division 5, but they're still very good at 9-0 and a number 1 seed. Stratford tonight opening up their playoff run against number 8 seeded Horicon Hustisford, and number 4 seed Amherst from the CWC Large is home against number 5 Oostburg. Division 6, you got Auburndale in action, number 3 seed. They will host number 6 Westfield. Abbotsford is a number 4 seed, and the Abbotsford Falcons is going to be hosting number 5 Nakusa tonight. Wyawega Fremont is a number 8 seed. They're at number 1 seeded Coleman, and Bondawell, a number 2 seed, will be hosting number 7 Crandon. And then in Division 7, you got the Edgar Wildcats, defending state champs. Number 1 seed will take on their CWC small division rival Pittsville. Pittsville, the number 8 seed. And also from the CWC small, Iola Scandinavia, number 2 seed, they will be taking on number 7 seeded Hilbert. And then finally, we have the 8-player football tournament. As the Newman Catholic Cardinals are a number 3 seed, they will be in Chippewa Falls tonight taking on second-seeded McDonald Central. And that game can be heard live on the Sports 2 stream of BullFallsRadio.com and the Civic Media app. I mentioned earlier, again, if you bring up BullFallsRadio.com, in the upper left-hand portion of the screen, you'll see the primary stream, Sports 2 and Sports 3. To catch the Cards tonight at 6:40 for the pregame, just click on the Sports 2 link and it will pop up automatically on your computer. So join Jeremy Cole for that one. 6:40 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening kickoff. And that game will also air on a delay basis tonight after the West game on 98.9 WXCO.
Lots of great games.
Absolutely. And also Port Edwards tonight is at Owen Withy and Almond Bancroft at North Crawford in 8-player playoff action.
Grab your popcorn and your favorite drinks and get ready for the sports. It's going to be a big night.
Yes, it will. And coming up next, we're going to talk Wisconsin sports on this Friday, joined by Paul Micklin. Coming up, time is almost 9:19. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Friday morning, the 25th of October of 2024, 11 days until Election Day, but more importantly, the day of the start of the high school football playoffs. And despite being ready for a trek over to Chippewa Falls tonight for a level one matchup for his Cardinals against McDonald Central, we're happy to welcome in to talk about other things with the head football coach at Newman Catholic High School, Paul Micklin, and good to see you.
Good to be here, Chad. What a beautiful day,
it
huh?
It is.
It's a beautiful day out.
And it's going to be a perfect night for football.
It's October.
There you go. You have that little chill in the air.
Oh, this
bundle
is...
Bundle up a little bit.
What's better than this at this time of year? And,
yeah.
And you know, it's a special time for everybody involved. A lot of different things going on, obviously. And for Wisconsin sports,
yeah.
Obviously, it's a big time.
We'll say good luck to you and your Cardinals tonight.
Yeah, we'll
Jeremy Cole bring you back a win.
Well, you do know the old saying, and I'm going to say this right now because I'm relaxed, so I can say this stuff. But at this point, you know, Chad,
I'm off the bandwagon, huh?
You are off the bandwagon. We're not letting you back on.
You're locking
Jeremy
it up.
Is our guy.
You're locking it up behind me. Huh?
Jeremy is our guy.
I may have to get some plastic surgery, look like Jeremy Cole in the future, huh?
We haven't, way off the subject, but we haven't lost that many with Jeremy, I don't think.
No, you have not. I will say again, I was the winning pitcher over at Port a few weeks ago. It was 14-0 at halftime. He darn near blew that save.
No. He kept it alive. That's what he did. So that's credit. He's getting a W for that one, too.
I went the five innings. I get the W. So at least in the arbitration hearing, I'm gonna fight for that. Hey, we'll save the football for the next segment. Let's talk about the basketball because we started off, because now we get the chance to talk to college football and NFL and the NBA because the Bucks opened up on Wednesday night. And I do my high school sports show on Wednesday night, so I got home and it was early in the fourth quarter, and I'm a little apprehensive turning on my television, and I pop it on, and it's a 17-point lead for the Bucks, and they went on to cruise past the Sixers and a shorthanded 76ers, but nevertheless.
Shorthanded Bucks, too.
Shorthanded Bucks, yeah, with Chris Middleton.
Not quite as short, but yeah.
But Damian Lillard. I happened to read an article earlier in the week talking about, you know, his off season, and he realized that last season was tough. It was the trade came late in the off season. He had some personal issues. He's going through a divorce, and just that a lot was moving around, and he kind of went back to basics. He went back sort of like Rocky, back into the old time gym, and going back and getting ready, and he looked more like the Dame from Portland, and that has to make you excited because that's what they tried to bring in a year ago. He is 34 years old. Obviously, got to stay healthy, but one out of 82 games, it was encouraging.
Wow, yeah. You make a pizza bet on this already? Or,
are you not as
encouraged? I mean, they start with, they got Chicago tonight, I believe, and then they got Brooklyn and on the road, and they got Celtics on the road. I mean, like, none of these games are going to be easy. And if you look at their rotation the other night, they had eight guys. They played eight guys, basically. And so that means Middleton would be the ninth, I guess. Mm-hmm. They go nine. They played a lot of minutes. There's not a lot of room for error from what I'm seeing, that which we talked about, I think, last week or a couple weeks ago, that it doesn't look like...
They're an old team. I mean, the bodies sometimes break down. That's the biggest worry, isn't it?
Well, I mean, if you look at the starting rotation, the two new guys, you
Gary
got
Trent
and somebody else started for what's his name for Milton. Now I'm going blank here. But they got Brooke. I mean, and he was there in the championship. All right. Giannis, he was there in the championship. I mean, he's not getting any younger. Lillard, like you said, 34, he's not getting any younger. Then you can come off the bench with Portis, not getting any younger. Connaughton, not getting any younger. You know what I mean? Like, so five of those guys in that rotation have been here through all this stuff for the most part. I mean, you know, besides the, you know, I don't know. I just think that they don't have room for error. And I don't know. It's a little concerning that they haven't got any of those younger guys in that rotation. It's a long season. I understand that. But you would hope that, you know, somebody would pop out of there.
And the problem is, though, I mean, you talk about the younger guys in the rotation. Unfortunately, they don't get the high draft picks. And, I mean, obviously you got to go out and find somebody. You know, that's part of the job. But at the same time, it's Prince was the
Prince.
Name.
Yes. Yes.
Darvin Ham's buddy from LA from last year.
Yeah. So, no. I mean, and he played well. And,
yes,
and
he did. Tried,
I mean, so he had.
He was 6 of 7 from the field. The Laker fans are saying, where was that last year?
Yes. Well.
But the thing about it, they said they played him too much, and he only played six. Actually, how many minutes did he play?
He played 30.
That's somewhere around there. You're exactly right. You're right on top.
Well, I might not know his name, but I know how many minutes he plays.
You know how many minutes, exactly right. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, this is a complete veteran. I mean, looking down the line from everybody that produced, the top 7 and top 8. I mean, then we saw in the last garbage time a little bit, but you're right. I mean, and they were saying on the broadcast, well, if these teams stay healthy, well, duh. If they stay healthy, yes, they're going to be
I'm
fine.
I'm
going
to throw it out there, yeah. If they stay healthy, everybody's fine.
There's about 20 teams in the NBA that will be saying that, because if you're one of the few that does stay healthy, you're going to be ahead of those that don't stay healthy.
Correct.
You could be a 12th best team generally, but if you're healthy and some of the better teams drop off. But so I guess, you know, start of the year, how far did the Bucks go?
They'll be fourth. In the East.
Oh, then that'll be a tough first round series. But then again, they've been higher.
And they lost.
They lost. So
it doesn't
maybe
matter.
Maybe they need that. Yeah, that, we'll see.
What do you think? Quick.
I think they're going to be top three. I think they're going to be a little higher than you. I think they're Boston's going to be tough to beat. They'll be right there on the Knicks. You know, the Knicks are it's going to take them a little time, I think, to gel. Knicks may
Who,
be
the
tough.
Knicks or the Bucks?
The Knicks with the trade for Towns.
Correct.
So I think maybe the Knicks will be better by the end of the season, but I think the Bucks may finish just ahead of them for third in the conference.
Who's second then? Philadelphia?
Let me think about that. We got to go. We got a heartbreak here. We'll be back with Paul Micklick here on 98.9 WXC.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, talking Wisconsin sports with Paul Micklick. I think it was after the Viking game, weren't you saying, oh man, Packers are way sometimes I don't remember what you exactly say. You didn't say it was over, did you?
No, I never said it was over.
Because now the Vikings in 4 days have lost 2 games, and now the Packers have a chance to tie them. Except they still would be behind on the tiebreaker. But
I never said that.
I don't know. So I tend to think that you always say it's over. And, oh, now they were going to be 2 games down. And then
you make it more difficult. You make things more difficult.
Okay.
You got to win those home division games. That's a fact.
I got to go back and listen to what
that's
you
said.
That's a fact. Of course, that's a fact. Well, you may sound like
you make it more difficult.
They had no chance to catch the Vikings after losing that game.
No, I never said that. I never said that.
All right.
We'll go back to the tape. Right, we'll go back. You know, I never said that. Never.
But the Vikings lost again last night. And so you got Detroit, who had the big win at Minnesota. You got the Packers and the Vikings and then the Bears. It is quite a division, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, they have to keep making these runs. They got to keep winning. I mean,
Sunday's not easy. I mean, I think
Jackson. None of these games are easy. I mean, is the NFL here. You tell me a game that's easy.
Some are more difficult than others, I guess I'll put it that way then. I'm rubbing my head now because you always give me a headache.
Well, if you say facts.
All right. What is your take on the game Sunday against Jacksonville? How difficult is it?
It's a must win, I think.
I don't think they're going to win this week.
Because you got Detroit coming back on the backside.
I know.
You could fall apart in two seconds.
I know. Then it'll be over.
Yeah. I mean, but you're talking, then it will be over.
No, it will not be over.
If they lose their next two games, you think they'll still win the division?
They'll be 5-4. It doesn't mean the season is over. I'm not saying
No. I didn't say the season. I said the division.
Well, it will be much more difficult.
Well, Detroit will only have one loss.
I know it will, and then they lost to Detroit this
week. And we still have to go to Detroit then.
But Detroit could have a sequence like the Vikings have just had. So I'm willing to let things play out a little bit more instead of playing first take here, Stephen A. Smith. It's over!
I never said it was over. Never. I never said it was over.
You say it's over all the time.
No. Well, I do. Usually I'm right, too.
No,
when I'm talking, it's all over. Right, it's over. Now, I'm saying is if you look at their schedule, they almost have to win up to Detroit. When they go to Detroit December 5th,
mm-hmm.
you almost want to, at worst, you want to lose one game in that grouping.
Because it feels like Detroit's not going to lose very often.
Correct. I'm talking about the division.
Right.
I just think that they need to, and again, they proved us wrong or before by having home field advantage, but and because they obviously won the Super Bowl from the road and things like that, but you're talking about you want to at least get one game at home, and you want to make sure that you're up there. It'd be great if you got two. Mm-hmm. But I think if you want to go big, that's how they got to look at. In the next stretch, they got the Bears on the road, and then they got San Francisco at home, which I don't think is the same San Francisco team.
No.
And then there's somebody else in there, Miami, on Thanksgiving. So up until that group, you got to have five games before that. I think you only can lose one game out of that group if you want a chance at division.
Yeah, if you want the division and get that bye, which is also vital as well.
I mean, because your back five games are at Detroit, at Seattle, and then you got Minnesota in between there, and then you got the Bears at home to end it. I forgot who's the middle team there. But you got five games that you could possibly go 2-3, 1-4?
Yeah, so right now, you're right. This is a vital part of the schedule because, again, after Jacksonville, you said it, you got Detroit, then the bye, and then you go to Chicago. And obviously that, again, and then San Francisco. I mean, again, you're right. They're all losable games.
They're all losable games.
That's and then you got Miami, then at Detroit. I mean, you're right. And then at Seattle, which has never been easy. So no, it's like
and they're in the hunt now. Right. I mean, they're going to still be in the hunt.
Seattle's been up and down.
Who's after Seattle? That was the one I couldn't remember.
New Orleans, and they're struggling right now.
They are struggling, but the thing is, they're struggling without their quarterback.
Right. Will he be back by then?
Will he be back?
But also, will they be playing for anything on December 23rd in Green Bay?
But that conference, that division, is not good.
Yeah, you're right.
So they probably will be in it.
You're right. Yeah.
So they'll be in it,
and the Vikings again, and the Chicago to wrap it up.
Yep.
By the way, we're just sort of a big picture thing. The game against Houston last week, you obviously have to go with situations and think about how to close out games. I thought what Houston did was so stupid in this era of the NFL, meaning that they kind of played for the field goal with about a little under 2 minutes to go in the game, giving the Packers back and then saying, okay, defense, stop them from getting a field goal. I thought you have to go for the jugular there because they ran, and then threw a short pass that was the stupid play because it went out of bounds instead of letting the clock run and making Green Bay use a timeout. I thought the way that Houston handled that situation late in the fourth quarter, in this era of the NFL where it's so hard to stop teams, especially when you know you have four downs to get first down. What was your take on that? Because I'm watching the game and I'm thinking, the Packers are going to win this game. I think there's no way that Houston's going to stop the Packers from getting a field goal in the final 2 minutes. Is that how you saw it as well?
You know, because I would go the opposite way, to be honest with you. I agree with what you're saying, but then I'm looking at this. The way that they were gashing them with the run, and was it actually a surprise that they stopped them? I think it was. They actually lost yards on those two plays. Right. To me personally, in the past, the Packers have not stopped them in that situation. Okay, so I'm playing the percentages that they haven't stopped us all day with the run for the most part.
It just felt to me watching it as it happened that the Packers knew they were going to run, the Texans knew that they were going to run, and that what happened did not surprise me. I mean, yes, you're right. They did gash them, but it felt as though they were just playing for the field goal, and everybody in the stadium knew it. And again, I think situational football as well during the course of the game as compared to there where the Packers knew they were going to run the football. It felt like, again, in this era of the NFL, you can't afford to be like that, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, I think maybe they forced their hand a little bit. If I thought that LaFleur should have called timeout on the other half of the other side of the 2-minute warning. Okay?
Right.
He wasted 30 seconds by not calling that timeout.
True.
And so I thought that I actually was thinking it was the opposite way. And let's be honest, if I'm sitting there, they got a new kicker that has not kicked for over a year.
True.
With a new holder.
True.
For 2 days.
True.
And he's got to go make a 40-some yard field goal, I'll take that chance as any day of the week. That's just me personally.
Yeah, and again, even with those situations which make a lot of sense, kickers seem not to miss anymore, except for the old Packer kickers, but they just all seem, it's become so easy for these guys. They're so good. And also,
hence why they're gonna change.
And the punters as well. Back when I was a kid, punters were terrible. Packers had a guy named David Beverly, who was their punter for about 8 years, and he was awful. He basically was lucky to get – I should pull up his numbers because I don't think he was
– What year was this? I thought you were going to say Don Bracken.
That's pre-Bracken. This was late 70s, early 80s. But the numbers were awful, and now it's a weapon. This guy for the Packers is incredible. What's his name? I don't even know his name is off the top of my head.
Wellen? Wellen?
Whatever his name is. But, I mean – he is a weapon, isn't he? I mean, it's amazing. It's I got to see what David Beverly, because I got Pro Football Reference up here, because I'm just curious, because his averages for the Packers, he was for the Packers from 1975 through 1980. This is the punting average, not the net, where after the returns or anything like this. His averages were 38.3, 37.6, 37.0, and he's keeping his job. 39.9, that was one of his really good years. 35.5 in 1978. He punted 106 times that year. The Packers were not very good offensively, and he had a 35.5.
How many inside the 20?
Inside the 20. 20 of his 106 were inside the 20.
So that's not good.
No.
Maybe he was a pooch punter.
Then 40.4. He averaged 38.1, 37.9 for 6 years. That's what I remember growing up. But nowadays for the Pack, it is amazing. I mean.
Yeah, he changes the field position. And
booms him. I mean, every time.
And the net's even getting better because those guys are getting down there. I think he just really one time.
Daniel Whalen. You're right.
They're getting down there so much faster too. So he's not out kicking them. One time he did it, I think last week. They out kicked him and he got a decent return.
He's gonna make some money. I honestly think punters usually are. You know, you're not gonna spend a lot of money. This guy, he's earning every time. I've been just wowed by this guy.
You like you like your backup kickers, or backup quarterbacks, your kickers and punters.
What about the Badgers? They got number three. I'm not gonna engage you. I'm not gonna dignify that with a response. Badgers and Penn State tomorrow night. Three wins in a row for Bucky.
What do you feel? What do you feel? I want to know what you feel.
You're the expert.
No, I'm not.
I think they're going to win.
I think they're going
to
win, too.
I do. I think Penn State's the kind of team that finds ways to lose these kind of games, too.
That helps. I think this is going to be the game, honestly,
Luke Fickell truly becomes a Badger.
Yeah.
Because
you're laughing. I'm serious. I think this is.
It'll be a signature win.
He needs a signature win.
And obviously, with the schedule the way it is the rest of the year, you're going to need it the earlier the better.
Just get that sixth win and then go from there.
And then
kind of just let things work out because it doesn't get any easier. Going to Iowa is not easier. You possibly have the number one ranked team in the nation coming the following week. There's a bye in
there. They should beat Iowa because Iowa lost to Michigan State last week. They suck.
So you're guaranteeing that win already at Iowa?
I'm not guaranteeing anything. I'm just saying that, you know, the Badgers lose. They can't say, boy, that's a great team that they lost to. Because
I think you said that they lost to a great team when they played Alabama, and they got two losses. Alabama.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
I don't think
yeah.
I said that.
So, I mean, so technically that loss doesn't look so good.
I don't think I said that.
That loss doesn't look so good.
We'll go back to the team. We'll
we will.
So, yeah, Penn State, Iowa, Oregon, Nebraska, and Minnesota left. It's hard to believe we're that far into the season, actually. That's not that many games, really. Four games after this week.
That is because they have a bye.
We're down the gonna be down the home stretch after this game. So
it's gonna be Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year, right?
Then we'll be old, and then we'll be dead. The circle of life.
But I'll tell you, it's a huge game. I honestly think they're.
Yeah, I think if they win this game, then they have a pretty good chance of making it a really good season. I mean, even if you lose, say, Oregon and maybe even Iowa, Nebraska, obviously, they got whipped by Indiana last week, so that game looks, I mean, it's not going to be easy over in Lincoln late. And then Minnesota has been, you know, sort of their up and down gopher-ish kind of thing.
Yep.
But the potential would be there in the final four games. Even if you go 2-2, then you'd have 8 wins. And maybe if you get 9 wins this season, that's a really good season if you get the bowl then.
If you go 9 wins, that's insane. That's insane. I'll be honest with
but
you this, just because
this
of that.
This kind of sets it up, though, this week. Because then the foundation is set where you don't have to beat Oregon or win at Iowa. Sort of,
but let's not kid ourselves. We could lose all 5 of these games.
Well, on that
right?
positive note.
Well, I'm just saying, I mean.
Well, it's theoretically possible. I don't think that would happen. I'm going to go out on a limb and say they will not go 0-5 the last 5 weeks.
Let's make a prediction right now. I'm going to say that they're going to go.
2-3?
I say they go 2-3.
I think that's a fair thing. I think they will find 3 wins. 3-2.
3-2. So, now, if they win this one, though. We're gonna change it because then I'm gonna say
I'll change it. But you already said you think they're gonna win.
I know.
So you're not gonna say you're saying 2-3 even with a win this week?
Well, Oregon's really good.
Yes, they are very good.
At Iowa is very difficult.
I know it is.
Nebraska, difficult.
On the road.
So that leaves Minnesota. There you go.
There you go.
So that's 2-3.
Well, we'll see. And we'll see whether or not I really said Alabama's a great team.
Yeah.
And we'll see whether or not you said it's over for the Packers after they lost to Minnesota. All right. Well, good luck coming up on tonight. Tonight.
Tonight.
Paul Micklegg with us.
Thanks, Chad. And you guys have a great weekend and enjoy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on 98.9 WXCO. It is Friday, October the 25th of 2024, day number 299. 299th day of the year.
Boy, that is crazy.
67 days remaining in this year. And we need to take a look at some of the famous events that occurred on this date in history. During that last segment, I erased all my information for the final segment here. Doggone it. I was digging up information about David Beverly. But famous events that occurred on this date in history. 1970, the wreck of the Confederate submarine Hunley was found off of Charleston, South Carolina. Hunley was the first submarine to sink a ship in warfare. On this date in 2001, Windows XP was released. On this date in 1999, a sad day in the world of sports, golfer Payne Stewart and five others were killed when their Learjet flew uncontrolled for 4 hours before crashing in South Dakota. Stewart was 42 years old. He had won the United States Open Golf Championship earlier in the summer. On this date in 2010, Sony took its original cassette Walkman off the market. And on this date in 2017, the first fossil of a marine reptile named an ichthyosaur, 152 million years old, was found in India. Some famous folks who are celebrating their birthdays today. Marion Ross played the mom on Happy Days, which of course was set in Milwaukee. Marion Ross is 96 years old today. Nancy Cartwright, one of the voices of The Simpsons, is 67. Tracy Nelson, the daughter of Ricky Nelson and also an actor, was in The Father Dowling Mysteries and Melrose Place, 61 years old today. Actor Michael Boltman of Spin City is 60. Samantha Bee, former Daily Show correspondent, host of Full Frontal, is 55. Craig Robinson, one of the co-stars of The Office, is 53. Katy Perry, California Girls and so many other hits. Katy Perry, 40 years old today. Mrs. Russell Wilson, singer Sierra, is 39 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO. Some special events. Today is 2 months until Christmas.
My mom was telling me that this morning.
It is International Artist Day. It is World Pasta Day. World Pizza Makers Day. I Care About You Day. It is Frankenstein Friday. It is Breadstick Day. It is Punk for a Day Day. And it is Global Champagne Day.
Don't forget, people, that Frankenstein was the name of the scientist and not the monster.
Yes.
I remember because I was in The Young Frankenstein. I remember that distinction.
And you were Frankenstein's monster, right?
That's Frankenstein.
Frankenstein. Okay. All right. It is time for our number for the day. In our number for the day quiz, we give Ian Welsh three choices every day. Based on the math, he should get one out of three correct. So anything above 33% is a passing grade. Anything below 33% is a failing grade. Mm-hmm. But also, you want a winning week, and that means getting more right than wrong. And you are 2-2, so you have a passing grade, but not a winning week yet.
Not yet.
It's all based on today. And do you remember what our topic is?
It was about pets and Christmas.
There you go. Pets and Christmas. Our number for the day. The percentage of pet owners who plan to buy their animals a holiday gift this year. So what percentage of pet owners plan to buy their animals a holiday gift this year?
Okay.
Is the correct answer 32%? Is the correct answer 42%? Is the correct answer 52%? So the percentage of pet owners who plan to buy their animals a holiday gift this year.
Well, I've gone with B every answer this week.
Yeah, which has been kind of odd in my opinion. But
yeah,
that's,
I know,
that's,
but I'm thinking, because I am one of those people who likes to buy their pet a Christmas gift, but the percentage of people... 32%, 42%, or 52%.
Mickley gave you a suggestion. I don't know if you want. Do you want to hear his suggestion?
What's your suggestion?
52. Okay. But that's just my suggestion. I don't know. I do not know.
Okay.
But that's his. What? But you don't have to take that.
You know what?
That's your phone. That's your phone, a friend, right there.
I'm sticking with my strategy for the week. I'm sticking with B. I'm going to go with 42%. Final day of the week. It's my final answer. I'm going with my mom's strategy. I'm going with B. It's my final answer.
I'll give you credit for going with mom, but at the same time, what are the odds of it being the middle number 3 out of the 5 days this week?
I don't know. Well, that should be a number of the day.
There you go. The correct answer is you should have gone with him. It's 52%.
Oh, it was the biggest number.
So Mickler gets a winning week. He's 1-for-1.
You were trying to throw me off there.
No. I thought for sure after he said that you were going to say, okay, I'm going to go with 52%, but
well,
no.
You said he didn't know.
Well, he didn't know, but he was right. He obviously didn't
People
know.
Like their pets. People like their pets.
And they want to give them a gift. So there you go. Hey, there's some logic to it all.
Well, I still got a passing
You still week. Got a passing week, so that's good. Ian, have a good weekend. We'll catch you again on Monday.
You too, Jed. Happy Friday, everybody, and good luck coaching our Newman game tonight.
Yep, absolutely. And again, tonight, Wausau West at Wanakee, 6:35 pregame, live here on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, and the Civic Media app, Newman Catholic at McDonald, 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening kickoff, live on the Sports 2 stream of BowFallsRadio.com and the Civic Media app. Have a great weekend, everyone.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.